Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. I want to start today's show with an album I am very fond of. It's by tenor saxophone player Lakeisha Benjamin. The name of the album is Phoenix. Her group is comprised of some very talented young jazz artists from New York City. Lakeisha Benjamin on saxophone, as I mentioned, Victor Gould on piano, E.J. Strickland on drums, Ivan Taylor on double bass, and Josh Evans on trumpet. There's some additional synthesizer work by Orange Rodriguez. Let's listen to the title track, Phoenix, from Lakeisha Benjamin.
Yeah. just a speck of celestial dust. Are you going with me? Follow a map.
Nice set of music. Those last two had some very good vocals and are both from cover albums. The last thing you heard from Peter Sprague, a fine guitarist in the San Diego area, he did an album called Peter Sprague Plays Pat Metheny, and there's a volume 1 and volume 2 to that set. We heard Going With Me from volume 2, and that has a lineup of San Diego musicians, Peter Sprague on guitars, Leonard Patton doing the vocals on that, Barnaby Finch on piano, Justin Grinnell on bass, and Dylan Savage on drums. Prior to that, we heard from Billy Childs, a great album, a cover album of Laura Nero music. The name of the album, Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero. We heard Map to the Treasure, the title track, that has some great vocals on it by Lisa Fisher. And we started out that set with Lakeisha Benjamin. We heard the title track from the album Phoenix. Next up, we're going to hear from a tenor saxophone player that I've admired for many years. His name is Noah Preminger, and he did an album entitled Preminger Plays Preminger, a album inspired by the music of Otto Preminger movies. This album was recorded back in 2018 for a French label that is all vinyl. It was just recently released in digital format. We're going to hear a track called For Advice and Consent. This one features Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Jason Moran on piano, Kim Cass on bass, and Marcus Gilmore on drums.
Thank you.
That is a new studio recording by Shakti. Very happy to see a new album coming out after over 40 years since their prior studio album. The name of that track is Mohanam. That has John McLaughlin on guitars and guitar synths, Zakir Hussain on tabla, Shankar Mahadevan on vocals, Ganesh Rajagopalan on violin, and Selva Ganesh on gatam and various other Indian percussion that I just cannot pronounce. It's great to see Shakti getting back together and going on tour. Much of what you've heard today comes from various discussions and posts on the Jazz to Don social media instance. It's part of the Mastodon network, a fine social media service. You can read more about Mastodon and Jazz to Don from articles that I've written for All About Jazz. You can find that linked to my podcast page, jazzandbeyond.com. I've got a link to that article, so check that out and consider joining Jazz to Don. We're going to end today's show with Ahmad Jamal. Sadly, he passed away a couple weeks ago. We played a couple tracks on last week's podcast, but I wanted to feature this track. It's an extended track from an album recorded in 1972 called Outer Time, Inner Space. I think it's notable because it features Ahmad Jamal playing Fender Rhodes as well as a regular Steinway piano. It's a 15, almost 16 minute track. We're going to end today's show with that. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. We are a podcast on jazzandbeyond.com as well as a radio show on WWUH West Hartford. Let's listen to Ahmad Jamal, the name of this track, Bogota. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.